We'll soon know the jobless damage for November.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In about 40 minutes, the Labor Department releases its employment report, and it's not expected to surprise many eyes and ears. Yeah, job losses probably slowed, but we're still waiting for the day when jobs are created. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott is with us live this morning with a preview. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, Steve.
So what are we expecting to hear this morning?
The estimate from economists is that the economy lost another 130,000 or so jobs last month, which would be the smallest decline since July of last year. But economists say the unemployment rate likely held up at 10.2%.
Now, job losses, Amy, have been slowing for months. We know that. Any idea when we might see some positive numbers?
There is some hope that we could start to see job growth in the first part of next year, but a lot of economists are expecting the unemployment rate to continue rising. Among them is economist Lynn Reeser with Point Loma Nazarene University.
We could see it rising to perhaps 10.5%. It will only come down slowly because we'll have to accommodate workers coming back to look for a job.
Steve, more than 27 million people are now unemployed or underemployed. So the thinking is that the economy just can't grow fast enough to put all those people back to work right away.
Amy, how about that job summit at the White House yesterday? Any solutions there?
Well, as expected, there wasn't much news, but President Obama did suggest that we might see some sort of cash for clunkers style program that encourages homeowners to invest in energy efficiency. And we may hear some more specific ideas for creating jobs when he gives a speech on the economy next week.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Markets right now don't seem very encouraged. Shares are lower in Europe right now. An average of 0.5% is much as a percent in some instances. Asian markets mixed today. The Nikkei added 0.5% before closing. Chinese shares were up as well, and the Hang Seng dropped 0.25%. Wall Street yesterday, markets lost a little ground. The S&P and NASDAQ lost more than 0.5%. The Dow closed down 86 points at 10,366. And stock futures are ticking a tad higher for the open at 9:30 Eastern this morning. Embryonic stem cells can grow into every type of body tissue, and that makes them very valuable for scientific research. But using them is a contentious issue because it requires destroying human embryos. Former President Bush restricted federal funding during his two terms, but President Obama rescinded that. The National Institutes of Health has already approved 13 stem cell lines for research. And today, an advisory panel looks at approving 20 more. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports the moves are likely to trigger a flood of new investment in medical research.
NIH approval gives stem cell scientists immediate access to $200 million worth of federal research money. Children's Hospital in Boston created some of the stem cell lines the NIH approved earlier this week, and Director George Daley says Bush administration restrictions hindered research.
The NIH funds the lion's share of basic biomedical science in this country, and for the last 8 years, we haven't been able to exploit it for applications in human stem cells. Now we can.
Drug companies and medical device makers are now more likely to invest in their own research, says B.D. Colon at the Harvard Stem Cell Institute.
I think they are now beginning to see the potential. Because this is more normalized, they will be more eager to get in.
And the results will be new drugs for treatment of diseases from diabetes to Parkinson's. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, as we await that November jobs report from the Labor Department, this morning we tackle unemployment among the world's young people. That's the topic of this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with the editor of Globalist.com, Stefan Richter. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's Globalist Quiz?
I am. Let's do it.
So here's the question. Which of these countries faces the highest unemployment rate among its population that is below 25 years of age? Is it Germany? Is it Japan? Is it the United States or Spain, where young people experience the highest level of unemployment right now?
I would say it's got to be between the United States and Spain. I'm going to guess the United States.
Well, young Americans have a hard time right now, but your original guess was a bingo. You would have been right with Spain.
Wow.
Eurostat, which is the agency in Europe that looks at these numbers, has found that young Spaniards currently experience a 41.7% unemployment rate.
41%.
Yeah. A year ago, well, it was 26%. So that's by far the highest unemployment rate in the developed world.
All right, Stefan, what are the numbers for the United States?
Well, if you look at the different ethnicities, young African Americans have an unemployment rate of 31.2%, Hispanics 21%, and young Asians and young whites are at an even level at around 16%. So quite high, but African Americans really face the steepest challenge right now.
Here in the United States. All right, Stefan Richter, we appreciate you giving us that international perspective this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine on the global economy, politics, and culture. And finally, who knows how many Pashmina shawls does a trend make? In Britain, the department store Debenhams says parents of the stars of the nativity scene are going all out this year. It's being called manger chic, where mom and dad are doling out hundreds of dollars on Arctic fur throws, velour gowns, or ivory bridesmaid dresses for angels. They want Junior to look especially grand for the Christmas story on stage. A store spokesman tells Reuters it's the intense competition for places at good schools, even a drop in home handcrafting that's causing the rush, sort of like Bloomingdale's opened in Bethlehem. Check us out online at marketplace.org and share your thoughts with us. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.